I am so glad to have you back on another episode of the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, and today we are going to talk to Dr. Eric Napudi. We are going to find out why so many physicians, so many doctors wouldn't speak out during the whole COVID crisis. And what he shares on the show is insanely shocking. At least to me it is. I mean, it shouldn't be anymore, right? None of this should be shocking anymore. And it's really sad at the end of it of why our doctors didn't speak out and what is happening to the doctors that do. It's sad doesn't even come close to the expression of what happened to Dr. Eric Napudi. And so we're going to talk to him about this exact topic, why doctors were afraid to speak out during the COVID pandemic. So I'd love you to like, share, and subscribe. Please, please, please do your part and like, share, and subscribe because we need to get this information out to all the people so they know what was going on behind the scenes in medical practices across the country. It's really important. The other thing is go to theambermayshow.com, click the donate button, consider donating some money to help support the program, or you can go to theambermayshow.locals.com to become a $5 monthly subscriber. I always add more content, so join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show on Telegram. I'm on Frank Social at Amber May and True Social at Amber May as well, so find me there. Well, up next is Dr. Eric Napudi, and what he has to say is very important to you, to me, and to anyone else who is trying to seek medical help. One and only Dr. Eric Napudi joining us today on the show. Now, just so you know, as my audience, I found this man a long time ago, well, in retrospect, at the beginning of COVID with all his Facebook Lives. And then when I finally got to meet him, I was like, oh my God, it's Dr. Eric Napudi. Like, this ride has been insane that God has brought me on. So I am so welcome and excited to have you, Dr. Eric Napudi, on the show.
Well, Amber May, thank you so much. I love your energy, love everything you're about, and I'm looking forward to this conversation today. So let's do it.
Yeah. So, you know, in your speech, and I love that you finally came out and spoke about the elephant in the room. Why weren't doctors speaking out against COVID, speaking out against the narrative? So I want you to share with my audience why doctors weren't doing that.
Well, it's a really, really interesting question. And there's a lot of reasons, but I'll tell you that, you know, my personal journey that I've been through over the past 2 years, I mean, completely solidifies the reason why most doctors don't stand up against this medical tyranny. I mean, it's really simple. I mean, Amber May, most people know that I was one of the first doctors that said, listen, there are definitely things that can be done to help improve your immune system. There are things that can be done to minimize suffering and sickness and disease. And we should do those things. And from a natural standpoint, getting healthier, eating well, taking certain supplements. I mean, we recommended a 150-year-old homeopathic remedy for flus and colds, which is high dose vitamin D, high dose zinc, high dose quercetin, vitamin C, Amber May, and a couple other things. And the federal government didn't think that was a good idea for doctors to be telling people what truth was out there and what options they could have. So they actually sued me. The Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice sued me, Amber May, for violating an unknown law called the COVID Consumer Protection Act. Basically saying that if anybody uses fraud to profit during COVID, that the government's going to come after them.
Wait, one second. You say that, and all that's ringing through my head is Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci.
Well, not just that, not even Dr. Fauci, because Dr. Fauci used fraud and fear to profit, But so did Moderna. So did J&J. So did Pfizer. They told us, number one, get these shots and it would stop the spread of the virus. That was a lie. That was a known lie. They fraudulently told us that. Then they said, well, you know what? You're right. It doesn't stop the spread, but it can minimize severe illness and disease. Well, now we look and see that 60 plus percent of all individuals that are in hospitals and dying are fully vaccinated, boosted. So it doesn't even do that. And those organizations made hundreds of billions of dollars. Well, the federal government thought it was best served to come after a doctor for talking about vitamins than it was going after big pharma. So they accused me of violating this act over 12 and a half million times, which I don't even know where they came with this number. And the penalty could be up to $42,000 per violation. They sued me for $500 billion for telling people to take vitamin D and zinc, which, by the way, just so everybody's clear, on my website, fightwitheric.com, there's an entire list. There's 101 studies that shows the benefits of vitamin D in relationship to COVID-19. There's over 75 studies that shows the relationship of zinc and COVID-19. There was a huge study that was just released on November the 12th. Listen to this, Amber May. November the 12th, a huge study was released. It was 600,000 people were studied. It was the United States Veterans Administration's numbers. And what they had found was when they go back and look at their vitamin D levels, they found that individuals that had adequate levels of vitamin D had a less chance of contracting COVID in the first place and a less chance of dying. They actually found that you had a 28% less chance of contracting SARS-CoV-2 with zero side effects because it's vitamin D. And you could actually prevent the death of 33% of individuals contracted, which the researchers in this article went on to say, this medical journal from Hopkins, from Harvard, from all these prestigious universities, said that if doctors and politicians were able to talk about COVID-19 or vitamin D in relationship to COVID, that they could have saved the lives of 116,000 Americans in the year 2020 alone and could have prevented 4 million cases. But so anyway, we've been vindicated on the science. They sued me for $500 billion, number one, and they've tried to make my life a living hell over the last 18 months. As a practicing doctor, they went after my license 5 different times. I've successfully defended my license. They colluded with big tech, which is a huge thing right now, especially with everything going on with Twitter and et cetera. They destroyed my First Amendment freedom of speech. And not only that, but they destroyed my ability to get my message out about my businesses that I've been marketing on social media for 15 plus years, all because of a lie that the government told about me, which cut about 75% of our income out. So it made us difficult to pay our legal bills. They also colluded with 5 of my banks. They got a hold of our banks, froze our bank accounts, shut our banks down. Our banks wouldn't work with us because of this. So we had to do that. They shut our credit card processing machines down.
They went after that too? Oh my God.
Yeah, please remember, this is a civil complaint. This is not a criminal complaint. This is a civil complaint. And Amber May, even after all of the data has been shown to the federal government, the FTC, that what we're saying is correct, that now the data is very clear that the suppression of information that we had and other doctors had, Dr. Zev Zelenko and myself, or many of the doctors talking about the benefits of vitamin D and zinc and other, you know, alternative natural therapeutics out there for individuals to minimize their suffering and their disease. After we showed all the data to the federal government, after we had 3 expert witnesses testify on my behalf, we asked the federal government, when are you going to lose your enthusiasm about this lawsuit? And they said, well, we have come after Dr. Napudi as the first doctor in the COVID Consumer Protection Act. We are not putting our sword away until there is blood on this sword. So this is not real science. This is political science. And that's the reason, Amber May, that most doctors don't stand up because, well, first of all, they don't. I mean, nobody wants to have this type of ridicule. No. I've literally spent $3.5 million out of my pocket defending myself against the government. And by the way, we still haven't been in front of our judge yet. Think about that. Almost 2 years of litigation. I spent $3.5 million out of my pocket. Thank God we had those resources to get us to this point. But the federal government is doing everything they can not to allow this case to go to trial. They're doing everything they can not to allow the data and the truth to be out there.
Of course.
And what's sad is this, is again, First Amendment freedom of speech was suppressed and censored. People died because of this. In fact, the researchers also went on to say in this last study that, 82% of the African-American population is deficient in vitamin D, and that talking about vitamin D could have actually changed the racial disparity that COVID-19 caused increased deaths in the African-American community. So it really is disgusting what's happened. And people need to realize that, you know, our government that is supposedly here to help us and protect us is doing quite the opposite. And whether they're doing it nefariously and intentionally, or if they're just that dumb, is to be determined. But either way, the results are still the results. They suppressed data. People didn't hear the knowledge, so they died because of it, and they're still suppressing it. Listen, they said if doctors and politicians would have talked about the benefits of vitamin D in 2020 alone, we could have prevented 4 million cases and stopped 116,000 deaths from happening. I mean, that is just ridiculous. If you think about the hundreds of thousands of possibly unnecessary deaths in America, and maybe the millions of deaths across the globe, and definitely the millions of cases that could have been prevented if our government and our supposed healthcare system and Big Pharma's industrial complex didn't have such an ego about pushing things on their agenda and actually cared about helping people. So,
hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber May's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows. And you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury, so the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well. We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out the commandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're gonna like it. And when you're at the commandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're gonna save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
That's why doctors have difficulty standing up against this tyranny.
That's disgusting. I mean, I remember getting encouragement listening to your lives when you were at the hospital, and you would come up and you'd start talking about all the things that we can do to help prevent illness in our body or support our immune system. And so I was encouraged by what you said. I don't feel like you gave out disinformation, because if you did, I probably wouldn't have been listening to you. So I appreciated what you did. And so it makes me upset that they came after you when you were giving hope and encouragement and teaching people what they can do to help their bodies do what it does best, and that's to heal itself. And so it sickens me to think that these people were helping their friends just gain more money, and it didn't really matter, you know, what middle America went through. The federal government created this virus, then the federal government pushed remedies that killed people, and then they stopped actual doctors from being able to speak truth. And that's disgusting with our country. So if now is not the time to stand up and do something, I don't know when it is. And they came after the wrong doctor, because you have so much grit. Not to say that at times you probably, you know, have your down moments, because everybody does. But people like you have your down moments and then somehow get encouraged and are back up in the saddle fighting another day. So they came after the wrong man, number one. Number two, at least I know we serve a God who's going to take care of you some way, somehow. And I want to encourage my audience, if they can donate, because I'll be sending some money. I got a check recently, my paycheck. So I'm going to be sending some money your way. But how can we support you, Dr. Napudi?
Well, Amber May, think about this. You know, this is the tactic that the federal government has. They're trying to delay, and paperwork me to death. I'm literally fighting against a bully that has endless resources and can literally print money if they want to. The reason why the Department of Justice has a 96% conviction rate is because they can beat people down and wear them down to take settlements. And that's what they've been trying to do for me for the past 2 years. And you're right. I mean, we're at a point now, we're running out of ammunition. We have all the science on our side. We have all the data on our side. We have all the procedural things on our side. They made so many mistakes, and they just did this so wrong. It's not even funny, but they're just trying to wear us out. So if people go to our website and pray for us, and if anybody can donate, that would help immensely. I mean, literally, Amber May, you've known me for a while. I'm as honest and straightforward as the day is long. I mean, look, I've never asked anybody for help. I've been on my own since I was 15 years old. Everything that I've done in my life, I've just done on my own. But God told me about 2 months ago, Eric, you gotta ask for help. I mean, you're blocking the blessings of all these amazing Americans across the globe that you helped over the last 2 years. Have some common sense. It's time for the people to stand up for each other. And so, look, we're about 3.5 months away from our trial. We were supposed to start our trial last week. They delayed it for another 3 months. It's going to cost me about another $2 million to get to and through trial. It's ridiculous what they're doing. And the fact remains is that we're right. We're correct. We're 100% spot on with the science, and people died because of this. So if they can help us and support us and sponsor us and donate, if they go to fightwitheric.com, every single penny that's donated is going to go to this battle. I mean, look, my wife and I just sold a piece of property and a vehicle that we had so that we could pay our legal fees for this month, because we're not backing down. And listen, I don't care who you are, getting $150,000 to $220,000 a month in legal fees is ridiculous. It's hard to withstand that.
Yes.
And especially the fact that the government tried to do everything they can to cut my legs out from underneath me. From a business standpoint, I mean, what they've done is just reprehensible. I mean, it's wrong on every level. And listen, the reason is this: if we win this, and we will, and God will support us, He has so far, we now have the opportunity to go after the medical boards, go after those banks, go after all the standing we have to go after these individuals, so that now we can set a precedent that if a doctor gets put down like this, a doctor has recourse to go back after the powers that be. Because if not, if we lose this, not only will you know, doctors not be able to stand up in the future and only practice the way of the state medicine, natural medicine is on trial right now. There's legislation on the floor in DC right now to try to put the FDA in control of all the nutritional supplements that are out there. And if that happens, we're done. I mean, you'll never be able to have the opportunity to get real health through supplementation and natural lifestyle. I mean, again, this is all about the freedom to choose. This is all about my body, my choice is what they're telling us, but it's only for their applications and not the real ones. Mm-hmm. This is natural medicine on trial. And the reality of it is that this also interferes with doctor-patient relationships.
Yes.
This also interferes with my ability as a doctor to have free speech. I mean, you're telling me that I can't come out, it's within my scope, it's within my license, within my purview as the Constitution to say the things that I say, but you're going to say, no, we're going to take your constitutional rights away because we don't like what you're saying. You can't do that.
No.
This is a constitutional republic, and people forget that. You know, we have this agreement with our government and each other, with our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We've got to be able to hold, big government accountable for this. So, Amber May, it's a big battle. It's been extremely difficult on me and my family. And yes, the only thing that's gotten me through this is my relationship with God. And you know, God told me, he said, "Look, Eric, I'm not going to waste your stress. I'm not going to waste your miracle, but I'm also not going to, I'm not going to waste a miracle on this. If you're going to make this about you, you know, make it about us, make it about we, the people. I'm willing to stand in the gap and take the arrows. I could have easily walked away and taken a slap on the wrist and said, okay, I'll be a good boy. But there's a difference between doing what's right and doing what's easy. And to me, it's always about doing what's right. And when you have the ability to do something, you have the responsibility to do it. And my job as a doctor, I swore on the Bible to take an oath to first do no harm, and doing nothing is absolutely doing harm, especially when I'm talking about an all natural solution that my gosh, there's no side effect to. Why would you not encourage people to do this? It's disgusting. And when people ask me, Amber May, they say, "Dr. Eric, do you think this is a population control agenda?" You know, I say, look, I don't want to believe that. But the reality of it is that they suppress the truth. People are not allowed to get knowledge, and they're dying because of it. You can't get more biblical than that. The book of Hosea talks about without knowledge, our people will perish, and they're dying because of this lack of knowledge. And the people that should be helping get this information out, the healthcare system, are systematically trying to suppress it. And every time more and more data comes out, I mean, there was just a study that was just published November 22nd of this year that showed taking zinc can reduce fatality rates of COVID by 40%. And it's ridiculous why is the government not saying, "Hey, Dr. Napudi, you and all these other doctors were right. Hey, mm-hmm. could you maybe could you tell more people about the benefits of it? And could you maybe educate our doctors on why it's important to use vitamin D and zinc and other natural therapeutics in addition to other things that are out there?" I mean, it's just disgusting when you think about it.
It's disgusting is right. I mean, that's the best word I can come up with. And I'm sure there's worse words than that, because it is absolutely disgusting. And you know what? I think that people that are listening to you, like someone like me, would be happy to come alongside you, because you, when you were doing your Facebook lives, I don't know, there was just something genuine that came across the screen. And God is so cool, because all these people that I was following on social media, he ended up preparing me to meet them in person. And I sit back and I'm just like, this has been an incredible ride with God. So if he's having me watch you and then meet you, something is going to come of it. And if I can be part of your solution, I want to be part of your solution. And I hope that other people who watched you early on and just watch you, because all of a sudden I felt like you disappeared and I couldn't find you for a while. Is that true? Like, or was
well,
it just,
yeah,
me?
I mean, the level of censorship and suppression around my message, who I am, and even my name is ridiculous. I just did an interview with a very well-known national television and radio personality last week, and it went on TV, no problem, went on radio, no problem. But he messaged me 2 days ago and said, "Look, when I put this on Apple and I put this on all these other different, you know, streaming devices, your voice was muted." I mean, it's so wild how much censorship is truly out there.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
When you have your holiday, you could get the beloved cheesecakes. They're so delicious. I'm so excited. We have family over. We're going to enjoy this wonderful, delicious cheesecake. And if you use promo code Amber, you could save some money at checkout.
It was so delicious. I was only going to have one piece. But I had her cut it. I had her cut the piece just like the sliver. And I got to have three pieces.
What did you think about the cheesecake?
I loved it. It was really rich, really yummy. I had the chocolate, and it was very, very good. And I really appreciate you that we got to eat some. Thank you.
Hey, so when it's the next celebration in your household, or you have company coming over, or you just have a craving for cheesecake, make sure you visit belovedcheesecake.com. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout to save some money. That's belovedcheesecakes.com. Remember, promo code Amber at checkout. Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, all of these can have a dramatic effect on our investments. So why not buy some gold and silver? Gold and silver throughout history has been a stabilizer in people's portfolio. Protect your wealth, protect your assets by purchasing gold and silver. The easiest way to do that is contacting Jim, who you've seen on our program, Jim Tewalt, with EPS Wealth Management. That's Edward Paul Stamm, EPSWealthManagement.com. There you can go ahead and contact him and say, hey, I would love to get my hands on some gold and silver, especially with the electronic currency that is looming on our horizon. So if they go to a total digital currency, it might be wise to have some tangible assets in your portfolio for trading, because you never know when they might cut off your income stream. So go to EPS, Edward Paul Stamm, EPSWealthManagement.com. Ask for Jim Tewalt to make sure you have some gold and silver in your portfolio. Let him know Amber May sent you.
The information provided in this commentary is for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute investment advice, and it should not be relied on as such. It should not be considered a solicitation to buy or an offer or sell a security. It does not take into account any investor's particular investment objectives, strategies, tax status, or investment horizons. You should contact your attorney or tax advisor. The views expressed in this commentary are subject to change based on market and other conditions. This commentary may contain certain statements that may be deemed forward-looking statements. Please note that any such statements are not guaranteed of any future performance or actual result, or development may differ materially from those projected.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Amber May, so we were still talking, we were still pushing out content, still giving out information, but they did such a systematically good job, if you will, of colluding with all of the big tech and big media outlets to suppress the information. I mean, what I've realized after talking to people about the message that we were giving, here's what really bothered the devil whenever we were given this message, because that's who it bothered, is it bothered the devil. Number one, we were giving people hope. Uh-huh. We were giving people hope, and we were giving them faith. Mm-hmm. And if what you get, once you have faith and facts, it overcomes the spirit of fear. Mm-hmm. And if our message was allowed to stay out there, hundreds of millions of people by this time would have heard it, and they would have expressed their free will that God gave them. Look, we never told people, you know, one way or the other, do this, don't do that. We just gave options. We said, listen, God's giving you free will. I want you to know both sides of this. If you want to take these injections that are vaccines, here's the pros and the cons against them. Since you're not getting informed consent from your providers, here's what we do know. And by the way, I even told people, listen, if you take these shots, you better understand that if you don't have the right biochemical imbalances to make the antibodies like you're supposed to, like vitamin D and zinc. I don't know if you know this. If you're low in vitamin D, your body can't make antibodies like it's supposed to, even if you take a vaccine, which this thing's not a vaccine. But we explained to people about this. So we gave everybody all kinds of common sense solutions. And honestly, A concise, common sense message that's easy to understand that people can take action on is an absolute threat to the propaganda machine that's trying to just push out fear pornography. Because when people hear my message versus their message, they go, well, that makes total sense. And that guy's coming from a place of honesty and integrity. And people go, I like that message, as opposed to this ignorance and fear message over here that turned out to be completely wrong with everything that they said. These shots are not safe and effective and haven't been proven to be. These shots don't stop the spread, and they lie to us about that. They do not work short-term or long-term. Why are there five boosters and they're getting ready for another one? And the vast majority of people, the latest data in August, they're months behind in the data, show that 60% of Americans that are dead or in the hospital with COVID-19 are fully vaccinated and boosted. So it doesn't even stop severe illness and disease. So give people the choice. Like, that's all you got to do, is let people have the freedom to choose, unless you have an agenda to push. And that's why they suppressed and silenced me and other doctors.
That's exactly right. So this is why I wanted you to come on, because it was very frustrating for us as patients to wonder, why are none of the doctors saying anything? I mean, I've been blessed to come across you, Dr. Stella, Dr. Peter McCullough, and some of them, but all of you guys have suffered on some level trying to get real medicine out to the people. And so it wasn't an easy thing for you guys to do what you're doing, and you're still having to deal with that and still having to fight. And I'm sure all of it affects your family life too, because especially when money gets tight, that's when couples start fighting. Then there's less things you can get for your kids. And then as a dad or a mom, you have that guilt going on. So it goes like beyond just your professional. It affects everything. And so can I pray with you? Do we have time, or do you have to get going?
Yes, please.
Okay.
No, please. Yes.
I just feel really led to pray for Dr. Eric Napudi today. Lord, thank you. Thank you for introducing him to me online and giving him the desire to go speak out, and so I could meet him and get encouraged by him. Thank you for the words you gave him. Thank you for the mind that you gave him, that he was able to break down the science for all of us non-science people in an easy way to attain it, Lord. Thank you for the man you created. Thank you for the character you gave him. All the training from when he was 15 to now is coming right now. You trained him for such a time as this, Lord. But because the battles are hard, we want to pray a blessing over him, his wife, his children, Lord. Strengthen their marriage unit together. Strengthen their family, Lord. Because the attack is not just on Dr. Napudi, the attack is on his family as well. So I want to pray a blessing over his wife, his children. I want to pray a hedge of protection around the Napudi family, Lord. And I also want to ask you to open up the hearts of those that are listening to this broadcast, and that they'll share it far and wide, and that people will financially support the Napudi family, Lord. Because we needed people like Dr. Napudi, who had the grit, who had the heart of gold, who cared about people's health. They go into this line of work because they want people to get better. And yet a very powerful, strong enemy came against him to stop the message of life. They were preaching death, and Dr. Eric Napudi was preaching hope and life, Lord. And so we just ask a financial blessing. We pray that you go before the court, before him in court, and that you defeat the enemy that's before him, because the enemy is too powerful for Dr. Napudi and too strong for Dr. Napudi. So we ask that you go before him and you defeat the enemy that is before him. And we pray that we will stand in unity with Dr. Napudi, and we'll stand side by side with him. And Lord, we know that you will provide, because you told us you will provide our daily bread. And so every day, Lord, please remind Dr. Napudi and his wife that today you are going to give him his daily bread. You will meet his needs for today. He doesn't have to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has enough worries of its own, and tomorrow has enough stress of its own. But Lord, today you have promised Dr. Napudi that you're going to take care of his needs. So remind him every day, remind his wife that today they're taken care of. And Lord, we just lift up Dr. Napudi, and in your precious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. That is
thank you so much.
So powerful. And that's what we need, power of prayer, because together we have this. God is in control. We are just standing in the gap. God told me you're either going to stay in the game, watch from the sideline, or watch from the stands. And I'm going to stay in the game. And I know many of you are going to stay in the game as well, because we have to for such a time as this. And I just would encourage everybody to go to that website, go to fightwitheric.com. You can learn all about this case there, follow the trial, all the interviews and videos we've done, all the science we have to support what we're talking about is there. Listen, the science has vindicated us. We just need we the people and the power of the people to pray, yoke our yokes together so that we can defeat this evil enemy. And we got this, Amber May. So thank you.
Well, I know you have patience to see and you're a busy man. So thank you so much for spending time today on our program. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Take care. Hey, I would encourage you, please go to fightwitheric.com. If you have $5, $1, $20, $100, whatever you got, we need to stick together because when we are united, we win. Divided, we fall. United, we win. And when we have a message of hope and a man who is trying to bring life and to bring hope, then we need to support someone like that. And I'm just grateful for this journey that I've been on because it has been incredible. I'm not joking when I say God was preparing me to meet so many people. I am the watchman on the wall. My role in this whole thing is to inform the masses because our media system has been compromised. Every institution of our country has been compromised and corrupt. And if you're going to sit and think, oh, the courts are going to do it. Oh, my elected official is going to do it. How does a corrupt system fix itself? It can't. A corrupt system cannot fix itself. So it means you and I have to get in the game. Now, does that mean God's not going to be involved? No, he absolutely is going to get involved, but he needs people to do the action. So find out something you can do. You have a voice, use it. Use it on your social media. Use it everywhere you go. Do not accept the narrative. Say no. People only have power over you when you give them power over you. And then move to small banks, move to credit unions. These big banks are debanking so many people on our side. Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Dr. Eric Napudi. I mean, people keep getting debanked. So why are we giving our money to these corporations that are hurting people on our side? I would really encourage you, if you want one small action step that's easy to do, move to a credit union or a small bank. Get away from Chase, get away from Wells Fargo, get away from B of A, get away from all these major institutions that are taking your money and hurting people fighting for you. Another way you can get involved in your local legislative district. Do a search online, find out what district you're in, find out where they meet and what time. It's maybe 1 or 2 hours a month. And start getting involved with your local legislative district. General Flynn always says, local impact makes national results. So start local and we're going to have a national impact on it. And then just stay in the word. That's all I can say. Well, that is all for today's show. I hope you will go to fightwitheric.com, and help him out. And please follow me on Telegram, The Amber May Show on Telegram, and you'll find me there. I will see you next time.
Back the time with the Timeless Pack. And the cool thing about the Timeless Pack, it's a 3-in-1 solution. You get the best antioxidants that there are. So get rid of all that stuff that's damaging your cells. Get rid of them. And the wonderful thing I love about it is the Timeless Skincare. It nourishes your skin, helps take care of all those fine lines. What happened to me is it helped diminish a sunspot I had on my face, which was great. And put a couple drops in your mouth before you eat and you block fat. Who wouldn't want something like this? It's made from muscadine grapes, which is great. It helps with your health, your immunity, your skincare, and it helps with antioxidants. So you're going to get a lot of fantastic stuff when you get the Timeless Pack. So how do you get the Timeless Pack? It's simple. All you have to go to is ambermay.canaway.com, and then you're going to look for the nutrition part. When you get to the website, you're going to look for nutrition. So let's see. Go up here to the menu and you're going to look for products and we're going to look for nutrition, Infinity Nutrition. I'm going to click Infinity Nutrition. Canaway is spelled K-A-N-N-A-W-A-Y. So ambermay.canaway.com.